Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, the podcast where we share news, information, tips, tricks, and resources about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast application, and you can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page. Dyscalculia as an adult. 5 common myths about dyscalculia debunked. Good tipper may have dyscalculia. Is Pi Day and happy with the diamonds. This is our podcast for week 11 in 2024, and we welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services. She's going to help us review the links for this week. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always good to see you. Always good to see you. Now, we have wonderful links, as usual, that we want to go over with you. And the first one is about dyscalculia as an adult.
Yes.
So I guess you do not grow out of it?
Unfortunately not. I wish that were true. But this is a video from Teresa Benson, and she shares on her channel, she has a YouTube channel, all kinds of information about her life. Now, she seems to struggle with weight loss. She talks about nanny tips and if she should regret her college major. But this particular video is about her struggles as an adult with dyscalculia. And she makes several points that are interesting and worth noting. She tells about being adopted and that many adoptees have learning disabilities. Well, I've not seen those numbers yet, but I'm not surprised. And she also says that you can now find out during pregnancy if a child has a learning disability. Well, that is surprising to me, and I would need to see more research on that. But there must be some link, because we know that there is a familial relationship. But then she goes on to talk about her own life and work. And surprisingly, she works in accountancy.
With dyscalculia.
What an accomplishment.
Yeah, so, what a choice of career.
Yeah, and she has shared her learning disability with her manager and encourages people to share their disability. So you give the company an opportunity, a handle, to help you with some accommodations. Because if they don't know, then nothing happens.
Then they can help you now.
Yes, so very good video, lots of things to think about, but also good encouragement for people to be open about dyscalculia.
Yeah, it's important. That's important. The next link is about common myths about dyscalculia. So what are all the misunderstandings that we got
here?
Well,
you just mentioned one a few minutes ago about
growing out of it. Yes,
so
yes.
The myths about dyscalculia are a chapter in most of my presentations. And there are so many things people assume, and they do not take the time to find out if it's really true. So it's an ongoing battle to bust these myths. And here the Da Vinci Collaborative does a good job in clarifying things. And the post is great to go to and to read it for yourself, so you see all the details. And I just want to highlight one that I really believe is the reason many people get diagnosed too late. And that is that still many people, even teachers, believe erroneously that dyscalculia goes away with age, it goes away on its own, that you actually grow out of it. Well, I wish that were true. Unfortunately, it's not. And teachers and parents should know the symptoms and immediately take action to screen for dyscalculia when they believe that something is not right with doing math. And actually, we have all those tools, mostly free, available at dyscalculiascreener.org.
Good, yeah, it's a good resource to go to, my dear listeners, dyscalculiascreener.org. And there, yeah, Dr. Schroeder has all the tools right out there. You can sit down with your child and have them go through a couple of those screeners. And then, you know, that gives a good insight if there might be something, if you may need to, you know, move up to a more complete assessment.
And also, we all know now, just like with dyslexia, that early intervention gives the best results. Waiting makes things more difficult.
Yeah. Okay, well, our next link is about a good tipper. And what does that have to do with this cochlea?
Yeah, we found this comment on Reddit. Not sure why they have published it there, but the person is making a point that many people say this person is a generous tipper. Now, it got me to think that this person might be just a generous, friendly tipper, but this person may have trouble with math or dyscalculia, because often the challenge is in a restaurant when all about to leave and you still need to pick up the tab, you need to pay.
And you already drank a couple of drinks and now you need to settle the bill.
And they expect you to calculate that tip quickly. Right. And in order to get it done without people noticing your problem is math, many people just throw a lot of money at it and be done with it.
Right.
And I also see that sometimes with buying things in a shop. So they buy a little treat or a snack, and just to be sure that they are not getting in trouble, they just pay with a 20.
Right.
So that's the cost of dyscalculia, you could all of this. Now, many restaurants I know now print on the bill suggested tips, but that still doesn't help because you still need to calculate the total. You need to add it up.
Right, yeah. If it says like 18% is so much, and then the total, right?
Yeah,
right,
when you calculate 18% exactly, then probably all the cents and dollars do not really add up to a nice round number.
True,
so
true.
Actually that sparked for us to have a video series for adults who have trouble with math. And one of the videos is exactly about this problem and how to get it done relatively quickly and easily. Okay, that video series is at mathinreallife.org.
Okay, mathinreallife.org. Well, my listeners, go look there and, you know, and before you know it, you'll be able to tip at a modest level instead of being a generous tipper to get around your dyscalculia.
Yeah, or maybe under tip and really make the waiter unhappy without you having intended that.
Right. Okay, well, the next link is about Pi Day. It was Pi Day this week.
Wonderful opportunity to eat pie, I guess, and
absolutely,
to talk about it and the circles and the proportions between the diameter and the circumference. And what I didn't know was that there's a whole web page just dedicated to Pi Day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and it is at PiDay.org.
Ah, that's good URL.
Yeah, so go there. A lot of activities, very nicely put together. It's a great day to highlight that for some people still kind of mysterious number. So it has so much good use in math. So some people know that it's also a great reason to bake a pie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for us.
A circular pie.
A circular pie comes to mind.
Circular cookies, sounds good.
Whenever we have time, that's our next activity.
That was Pi Day for us. It brings us to our last link, and the last link talks about being happy with a diagnosis.
Yes. And that is what we actually see more often in our work. And this particular post is from Victoria Brandt, who shares with us how happy she is now that she has a dyscalculia diagnosis. She had long thought that she was stupid and had struggled her whole school career with math. And now she diagnosed herself with some online screeners, and that is fine. If you do not need a professional diagnosis, for instance, if you need accommodations in school, high school, college, obviously then you need that official professional diagnosis. But if not, and you can do a free or inexpensive screener like our math and dyscalculia screening test at dyscalculiatesting.com, and that is often enough for adults. It gives a clear picture. You get several pages of a result that explain to you what is working and what is not working, and that can confirm for people who really need to know that it's not that they're stupid. And I'm so sorry that still many people think that. It's also a lot less expensive, it's less time consuming than a full diagnostic assessment. That has its advantages, I know, but if you just want to have a feel for yourself, particularly as an adult, you're not in school anymore, but you want to know, why did I struggle with math so long? Well, other topics probably come more easily to me, then this is the way to go.
You're absolutely right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Schroeder. We hope to see you back next week for another batch of links. Dr. Schroeder, the founder of DyscalculiaServices.com. And, well, you've heard it. I mean, she has all kinds of resources. DyscalculiaScreener.org, definitely a place where you need to go to. And then also check out DyscalculiaTraining.org and hit that button, online courses, and you will see the wealth on training options and video series that she has available to help you all with Dyscalculia. Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from DyscalculiaHeadlines.com. You can find us on the web at DyscalculiaHeadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at DyscalculiaHead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments, and contributions to communications@dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.